Abraham, father of the Hebrew nation. Father Abraham. Did you know he was a banker? No, just joking. He was a priest. Nope, joking again. What did the mighty Father Abraham do? He was a nomadic shepherd. He had other kinds of animals too, but he was a sheep herder. Jacob renamed Israel and his sons. They were rich. They were probably bankers or lawyers, right? No, shepherds. In fact, when they settled in Egypt, the Pharaoh and Joseph sent them to the faraway, remote, sparse lands of Goshen, because that land was bad for farmers, but good for shepherds. Egyptians despised shepherds. Moses, greatest of all the prophets, giver of the law. Surely he was a trained banker, lawyer, judge. No, shepherd. For 40 years, when he saw the burning bush, tending sheep. Stunning coincidence. Three of the greatest Jewish men of all time, revered by every Jew. They were all shepherds.
Throughout most of time, light was only provided by the sun, moon, and crude lamps. Very few jobs required a regular night shift. One special night, being a vigilant shepherd, had an unfathomable benefit.
Now let's discuss King David, the preeminent king of Israel, maybe the richest man who ever lived. The blessed Messiah is supposed to come from his family. Prior to being a king, King David was surely a banker, lawyer, judge, doctor. You know where I'm going with this. Politician, CEO, maybe he traded stocks and bonds. No. Not only was David a shepherd, he thought of himself in that way even after he was king. The four greatest, most influential, infamous, illustrious, renowned Jewish men in the history of our people. Shepherds. All shepherds. With that in mind, you would guess that the Jews of my day revere shepherds. Now, let's talk about priests. Name all the famous priests in the Old Testament. Let's see. Aaron. It's too easy. He was the first priest. You scholarly types will probably think of Melchizedek, the priest who served communion to Abraham, or the father-in-law of Moses, a priest of Midian. We don't know too much about either of them. You might even remember Zadok or Jehoiada or Zephaniah, but probably not. Priests in the Old Testament, they're important only because of the functions they perform. They are seldom important people. King Herod is near the end of his life. From the mountains where I graze my sheep in the daylight, you can see the Temple Mount he built, along with the temple in the very far distance. The priests that run the temple are home in their fine houses, eating in their fine robes. They have special temple rules that benefit them at the cost of regular people who worship there. It's commonly said that they're so greedy that they devour the homes of widows. Priests. They're so self-important. They control the people with their rules. Self-serving, not servants of God. I sound bitter at the priests, you say. Guilty as charged. They despise shepherds, just like the Egyptians did. But we are one reason they're rich. We tend the sheep and the lambs that are used in the temple sacrifices. Kind of funny, but it's not. The priests are the ones who decide which animals are fit to sacrifice. They have to be unblemished. Let's say a poor man from Galilee raises his own lamb. He cares for it like a baby, makes certain it's perfect. He carries it the 100 miles to the temple just to make certain nothing happens to it. He's so joyous when he arrives at the temple and hands it to the priest.
"Oh, no, no," says the priest. "This lamb is imperfect. See this blemish here?"
Calls over other priests who verify his findings.
"We cannot sacrifice this lamb. But for a few shekels, we will exchange your lamb for a certified temple lamb."
The brokenhearted Galilean has no choice but to do as they say. They have the power. He is powerless. That night, another group of lambs is delivered for us to tend for a few days. Then we send them back as certified temple lambs, along with some of the priest's own sacrificial sheep that they will sell to others for too much money. You know, if I were God, I'd be furious with his temple priests. And we are ashamed as shepherds. We're complicit in their schemes. Maybe we deserve to be despised. We wouldn't do it, except we're too poor to have our own land or our own sheep. One of the only benefits of being a shepherd is being awake at night, especially during lambing season. Jerusalem, dark. It's too expensive to have lights. Bethlehem, dark. Even Herod's palace at Herodium is dark, but the people in those places are asleep. Shepherds are awake, protecting our sheep, waiting to help the ewes who are about to deliver lambs, like King David. I don't feel much like King David most nights. Nothing really changes except the seasons, but it's so peaceful. The whole world is asleep, except for us. If you stare at a star, it appears to get brighter. Have you ever noticed that? One night, I'm doing exactly that, staring. And staring, is it getting brighter? Wait, is it? It is getting brighter. Wait, it's an angel, and we shepherds got to see him. Don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy to all people. Today, a Savior is born in Bethlehem, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be the sign that you've found him. You will find a baby in swaddling clothes, lying in a feeding trough. The stars seem to explode. It's like every one of them becomes an angel. Untold numbers of angels in the sky. The sky, the air, it's all of it just reverberating with their voices of praise. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. It might be seconds, minutes, hours. Time seemed to stand still. We thrill in the experience. Shepherds, honored beyond belief by our Lord God in heaven. Honored like Abraham, Jacob, Moses, David. Angels fade away, the stars reappear. We walk to one another, form a speechless shepherd group. Silent night. Then out of the dark, one whispers, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see what has come to pass, that which the Lord has made known to us." Shepherds, the Lord makes it known to us. Not priests, not kings, shepherds.